This is the palace of the fearful king. And this the regal seat. Possess it, York. For this is thine, and not King Henry's heirs.
Assist me then, sweet Warwick, and I will.
We'll all assist you. He that flies shall die.
Thanks, gentle North.
And when the king comes, offer him no violence, unless he seek to thrust you out perforce.
Then leave me not, my lords. Be resolute. I mean to take possession of my right.
Neither the king, nor he that loves him best, the proudest he that holds up Lancaster, dares stir a wing if Warwick shake his bells. I'll plant Plantagenet, root him up who dares. Resolve thee, Richard. Claim the English crown.
My lords, look where the sturdy rebel sits, even in the chair of state. Belike he means, backed by the power of Warwick, that false peer, to aspire unto the crown and reign as king. Earl of Northumberland, he slew thy father, and thine, Lord Clifford, and you both have vowed revenge on him, his sons, his favourites, and his friends.
If I be not, heavens be revenged on me.
The hope thereof makes Clifford mourn and steal.
Why shall we suffer this? Let's pluck him down. My heart for anger burns, I cannot brook it.
Be patient, gentle Earl of Westmoreland.
Patience is the poltroon such as he. He does not sit there had your father lived. My gracious lord, here in the parliament, let us assail the family of York.
Well, hast thou spoken, cousin? Be it so.
Oh, know you not the city favors them, and they have troops of soldiers at their beck?
But when the duke is slain, they'll quickly fly.
Far be the thought of this from Henry's heart, to make a shambles of the parliament house. Cousin of Exeter, frowns, words, and threats shall be the war that Henry means to use. Thou factious Duke of York, descend my throne, and kneel for grace and mercy at my feet. I am thy sovereign.
I am thine.
For shame, come down! He made thee Duke of York!
It was mine inheritance, as the earldom was.
Thy father was a traitor to the crown!
Exeter, thou art a traitor to the crown in following this usurping Henry.
Whom should he follow but his natural king?
True, Clifford. That is Richard, Duke of York.
And shall I stand, and thou sit in my throne?
It must and shall be so. Content thyself.
Be Duke of Lancaster. Let him be king.
He is both king and Duke of Lancaster, and that the Lord of Westmoreland shall maintain.
And Warwick shall disprove it. You forget that we are those which chased you from the field and slew your fathers, and with colors spread marched through the city to the palace gates.
Yes. Warwick, I do remember it to my grief, and by his soul, thou and thy house shall rue it.
Plantagenet, thee and these thy sons, thy kinsmen and thy friends, I'll have more lives than drops of blood were in my father's veins.
Urge it no more, lest that instead of words I send thee, Warwick, such a messenger as shall avenge his death before I stir.
Poor Clifford. How I scorn his worthless threats.
Will you we show our title to the crown? If not, our swords shall plead it in the field.
What title hast thou, traitor to the crown? My father was, as thou art, Duke of York. My grandsire, Roger Mortimer, Earl of March. I am the son of Henry V, who made the Dauphin and the French to stoop and seized upon their towns and provinces.
Talk not of France. Sith thou hast lost it all.
The Lord Protector lost it, and not I. When I was crowned, I was but 9 months old.
You're old enough now, and yet methinks you lose. Father, tear the crown from the usurper's head.
Sweet father, do so. Set it on your head. Good father, as thou lovest and honorest arms, then fight it out, and not stand cavilling. Thou
sound drums and trumpets, and the king will fly.
Sons, peace!
Peace now, and give King Henry leave to speak.
Plantagenet shall speak first.
Hear him, lords, and be you silent. And attentive, too. For he that interrupts him shall not live.
Plantagenet, why sit'st thou to depose me? Are we not both Plantagenets by birth and from two brothers lineally descent? Suppose, by right and equity, thou be king. Thinkst thou that I will leave my kingly throne wherein my grandsire and my father sat? No. First shall war unpeople this my realm, I and their colors often born in France, and now in England to our heart's great sorrow, shall be my winding sheet. Why think you, lords, my title's good and better far than his?
Prove it, Henry, and thou shalt be king.
Henry the Fourth, by conquest, got the crown.
'Twas by rebellion against his king.
I know not what to say. My title's weak. Tell me, may not a king adopt an heir?
What then?
And if he may, then am I lawful king. For Richard, in the view of many lords, resigned the crown to Henry the Fourth, whose heir my father was, and I am his.
He rose against him, being his sovereign, and made him to resign his crown perforce.
Suppose, my lords, he did it unconstrained. Think you 'twere prejudicial to his crown?
No! For he could not so resign the crown, but that the next heir should succeed and reign.
Art thou against us, Duke of Exeter?
His is the right, and therefore pardon me.
Why whisper you, my lords, and answer not?
My conscience tells me he is lawful king.
All will revolt from me and turn to him.
King Henry, be thy title right or wrong, Lord Clifford vows to fight in thy defense. May that ground gape and swallow me alive where I shall kneel to him that slew my father.
Oh, Clifford, how thy words revive my heart.
Henry of Lancaster, resign thy crown.
Do right unto this princely Duke of York, or I will fill the house with armed men. And o'er the chair of state where now he sits, write up his title with usurping blood.
My Lord of Warwick, hear me but one word. Let me for this my lifetime reign as king.
Confirm the crown to me and to mine heirs, and thou shalt reign in quiet whilst thou livest.
Convey the soldiers hence, and then I will.
Captain, conduct them into Tuthill Field.
Away!
I am content. Richard Plantagenet, enjoy the kingdom after my decease.
What wrong is this unto the prince, your son?
What good is this to England and himself?
Base, fearful, and despairing, Henry.
How hast thou injured both thyself and us?
Oh, I cannot stay to hear these articles.
Nor I.
Come, cousin, let us tell the queen these news.
Farewell, faint-hearted and degenerate king, in whose cold blood no spark of honor abides.
Be thou a prey to the house of York, and die in bands for this unmanly deed.
In dreadful war mayst thou be overcome, or live in peace, abandoned and despised.
Turn this way, Henry, and regard them not.
They seek revenge, and therefore will not yield.
Oh, Exeter.
Why should you sigh, my lord?
Not for myself, Lord Warwick, but my son, whom I unnaturally shall disinherit. But be it as it may, I here entail the crown to thee and to thine heirs forever, conditionally, that here thou take thine oath to cease this civil war, and, whilst I live, to honor me as thy king and sovereign, and neither by treason nor hostility to seek to put me down and reign thyself.
This oath I willingly take and will perform.
Long live the king!
Long live the king!
And long live thou, and these thy forward sons.
Now York and Lancaster are reconciled.
Accursed be he that seeks to make them foes.
Farewell, my gracious lord, I'll take my leave. Out of Wakefield to my castle.
And our shall keep London with my soldiers.
And I to Norfolk with my followers.
And I with grief and sorrow to the court.
Here comes the Queen, whose looks bury her anger. I'll steal away.
Exeter, so will I.
Nay, go not from me, I will follow thee.
Be patient, gentle Queen, and I will stay.
Who can be patient in such extremes? Oh, wretched man. Would I had died a maid and never seen thee, never borne thee son, seeing thou hast proved so unnatural a father. Hath he deserved to lose his birthright thus?
Father, you cannot disinherit me. If you be king, why should not I succeed?
Pardon me, Margaret, pardon me, sweet son. The Earl of Warwick and the Duke enforced me.
Enforced thee? What, art thou king and wilt be forced? Why, shame to hear thee speak. Oh, timorous wretch, thou hast undone thyself, thy son, and me, and given unto the House of York such head as thou shalt reign but by their sufferance. To entail him and his heirs unto the crown, what is it but to make thy sepulchre and creep into it far before thy time? Warwick is chancellor, Salisbury lord of Calais, and the Duke is made protector of the realm, and yet shalt thou be safe? Such safety finds the trembling lamb environed with wolves. Had I been there, which I'm a silly woman, the soldiers should have tossed me on their pikes before I would have granted to that act. But thou preferrest thy life before thine honour. And seeing thou dost, I here divorce myself both from thy table, Henry, and thy bed, until that act of Parliament be repealed whereby my son is disinherited. The northern lords that have forsworn thy colours will follow mine if once they see them spread, and spread they shall be to thy foul disgrace and utter ruin of the House of York. Thus do I leave thee. Come, son, let's away. Our army is ready. Come, we'll after them.
Stay, gentle Margaret, and hear me speak.
Thou hast spoke too much already. Get thee gone.
Gentle son Edward, thou wilt stay with me.
Aye, to be murdered by his enemies.
When I return with victory from the field, I'll see your grace. Till then, I'll follow her.
Come, son, away. We may not linger thus.
Poor Queen, her love to me and to her son hath made her break out into terms of rage. Revenged may she be on that hateful Duke, whose haughty spirit, winged with desire, will cost my crown, and like an empty eagle, tire on the flesh of me and of my son. The loss of those three lords torments my heart. I'll write unto them and entreat them fair. Come, cousin, you shall be the messenger.
And I hope, shall reconcile them all.
Brother, though I be youngest, give me leave.
No, I can better play the orator.
But I have reason, strong and forcible.
Why, how now, sons? That's a strife. What is your quarrel? How began it first?
No quarrel, but a slight contention.
About what?
About that which concerns your grace and us. The crown of England, father, which is yours.
Mine, why? Not till King Henry be dead.
Your right depends not on his life or death.
Now you are heir, therefore enjoy it thou.
By giving the House of Lancaster leave to breathe, it will outrun you, father, in the end.
I took an oath that he should quietly reign.
But for a kingdom, any oath may be broken. I would break 1,000 oaths to reign 1 year.
No. God forbid your grace should be forsworn.
I shall be if I claim my open war.
I'll prove the contrary if you'll hear me speak.
Thou canst not, son. It is impossible.
An oath is of no moment, being not took before a true and lawful magistrate that hath authority over him that swears. Henry had none, but did usurp the place. Then seeing 'twas he that made you to depose, your oath, my lord, is vain and frivolous. Therefore to arms. And father, do but think how sweet a thing it is to wear a crown, within whose circuit is Elysium and all that poet's fane of bliss and joy. Why do we linger thus? I cannot rest until the white rose that I wear be dyed even in the lukewarm blood of Henry's heart.
Richard, enough! I will be king or die.
Cousin, I'll shout to London presently and wet on Warwick to this enterprise. Richard and George, you shout to Norfolk straight and tell him privily of our intent. You, Edward, shout to Edmund Brooke, Lord Cobham, with whom the Kentishmen will willingly rise. In them I trust, for they are soldiers, witty, courteous, liberal, full of spirit. While you are thus employed, what resteth more but that I seek occasion how to rise? And yet the king not privy to my drift, nor any of the house of Lancaster.
But stay, what news? How comes thou in such post?
The queen, with all the northern earls and lords, intent here to besiege you in your castle. She's hard by with 20,000 men, and therefore fortify your hold, my lord.
Aye, with my sword.
What, thinkst thou that we fear them? Edward and Richard, you shall stay with me.
Haste you to London, cousin Montague. Let noble Warwick, Cotham, and the rest, whom we have left protectors of the king, with powerful policy strengthen themselves. And trust not simple Henry nor his oaths.
Cousin, I go. I'll win them, fear it not.
Sir John and Sir Hugh Mortimer, mine uncles. Oh, you have come to Sandal in a happy hour.
The army of the queen mean to besiege us.
She shall not need. We'll meet her in the field!
Aye!
What, with 5,000 men?
Aye, with 500, father, for a need. A woman's general, what should we fear?
I hear their drums. Let's set our men in order.
And issue forth and bid them battle straight.
5 men to 20.
Though the odds be great, I doubt not, uncles, of our victory.
Aye!
Many a battle have I won in France when as the enemy hath been 10 to 1.
Why should I not now have the light success?
Their hands.
Oh, Tudor, look, a bloody Clifford come.
Chaplain away, thy priesthood saves thy life. As for the brat of this accursed duke, whose father slew my father, he shall die.
And I, my lord, will bear him company.
Soldiers away with them.
Ah, Clifford, murder not this innocent child. Dost thou be hated both of God and man?
Now, is he dead already? Or is it fear that makes him close his eyes? I'll open them.
So looks the pent-up lion. Oh, the wretch, it trembles under his devouring paws. Sweet Clifford, hear me speak before I die. I am too mean a subject for thy wrath. Be thou revenged on men and let me live.
In vain thou speak'st, poor boy. My father's blood hath stopped the passage where thy word should enter.
Then let my father's blood open it again. He is a man, and Clifford, cope with him.
Had I thy brethren here, their lives and thine were not revenge sufficient for me. No, if I digged up your forefathers' graves and hung their rotten coffins up in chains, it could not slake mine ire nor ease my heart. A sight of any of the House of York, it is a fury to torment my soul until I root out their accursed line and leave not one alive. I'll live in hell. Therefore...
Oh, let me pray before I take my death. To thee I pray. Sweet Clifford, pity me.
Such pity as my rapier's point affords.
I never did thee harm. Why wilt thou slay me?
Thy father hath.
But 'twas ere I was born. Thou hast one son. For his sake, pity me.
Thy father slew my father. Therefore, die.
If I can't now do summat, it is to try.
Plantagenet. I come, Plantagenet.
And is thy son's blood cleaving to my blade shall rust upon my weapon till thy blood congealed with this to make me wipe off both.
The army of the Queen hath got the field. Mine uncles both are slain in rescuing me. And all my followers to the eager foe turn back and fly like ships before the wind. Or lambs pursued by hunger-starved wolves. My sons, God knows what hath bechanced of them. But this I know, they have demeaned themselves like men born to renown by life or death. 3 times did Richard make a lane to me, and thrice cries, "Courage, father, fight it out!" And full as oft came Edward to my side with purple falchion painted to the hilt in blood of those that hath encountered him. And when the hardiest warriors did retire, then George cried, "Charge and give no foot of ground!" Edward, a crown, or else a glorious tomb, a scepter or an earthly sepulchre. With this we charged again. But out, alas, we butchered again. As I have seen a swan with bootless labour swim against the tide and spend her strength with overmatching waves. Hark! The fatal followers do pursue. And I am faint and cannot fly their fury. And were I strong, I would not shun their fury. The sands are numbered that makes up my life. Here must I stay. And here my life must end.
Come, bloody Clifford, rough Northumberland, I dare your quenchless fury to more rage. I am your butt, and I abide your shot.
Yield to our mercy, proud Plantagenet.
Aye, to such mercy as his ruthless arm with downright payment showed unto my father.
My ashes, like the phoenix, may bring forth a bird that will revenge upon you all. And in that hope I throw mine eyes to heaven, scorning whate'er you can afflict me with. Why come you not? What multitudes and fear!
So cowards fight when they can fly no further. So doves do peck the falcon's piercing talons. So desperate thieves, all hopeless of their lives, breathe out invectives against the officers.
Oh, Clifford. But bethink thee once again. And in that thought, o'errun my former time. And if thou canst, for blushing, view this face. And bite thy tongue that slanders him with cowardice, whose frown hath made thee faint and fly ere this.
I will not bandy with you, Edward. Buckle with thee, blow, fight you for one!
Oh, valiant Clifford, for 1,000 causes I would prolong a while the traitor's life. Wrath licks him death, speak thou, Northumberland!
Hold, Clifford! Do you not honour him so much to prick thy finger, though to wound his heart? What valour were it when a cur doth grin for one to thrust his hand between his teeth when he might spurn him with his foot away? It is war's prize to take all vantages, and 10 to 1 were no impeach of valour.
I ought to strive the woods up with the gin.
So doth the struggle in the net.
So trial thieves upon their conquered booty. So two men yield.
with robbers so overmatched. What would your grace have done unto him now?
Brave warriors, Clifford and Northumberland. Come. Make him stand upon this molehill here, that wrought at mountains with outstretched arms, yet parted but the shadow with his hand. What? Was it you that would be England's king? Was it you that revelled in our parliament and made a preachment of your high descent? Where are your mess of sons to back you now? The wanton Edward and the lusty George. And where's that valiant crook-back prodigy? Dicky, your boy that with his grumbling voice was wont to cheer his dad in mutinies. Or with the rest? Where is thy darling Rutland? Look, York. I stained this napkin with the blood that valiant Clifford with his rapier's point made issue from the bosom of the boy. And if thine eyes can water for his death, I give thee this to dry thy cheeks withal. Alas, poor York, but that I hate thee deadly, I should lament thy miserable state. I prithee grieve to make me merry, York. What? Has thy fiery heart so parched thine entrails that not a tear can fall for Rutland's death? Why art thou patient, man? Thou shouldst be mad, and I, to make thee mad, do mock thee thus. Stamp, rave, and fret, that I may sing and dance. Ah, thou wouldst be feed, I see, to make me sport. York cannot speak unless he wears a crown. A crown for York, and a lord's parlour to him. Hold you his hands, whilst I do set it on. Aye, marry, sir, now looks he like a king.
Hail.
Aye, this is he that took King Henry's chair. And this is he was his adopted heir. But how is it that great Plantagenet is crowned so soon and broke his solemn oath? As I bethinks me, thou shouldst not be king till our King Henry had shook hands with death. And will you pale your head in Henry's glory and rob his temples of the diadem now in his life against your holy oath? Oh, 'tis a fault too unpardonable. Off with the crown, and with the crown his head. And whilst we breathe, take time to do him dead.
That is my office for my father's sake.
Nay, stay! Let's hear the orisons he makes.
She wolf of France. But worse than wolves of France. Whose tongue more poisons than the adder's tooth. How ill-beseeming is it in thy sex to triumph like an Amazonian troll upon their woes whom fortune captivates. But that thy face is vizard-like, unchanging,
made impudent with use of evil deeds, I would assay, proud queen, to make thee blush. To tell thee whence thou camest, of whom derived, were shame enough to shame thee, were it not shameless. Thy father bears a type of king of Naples, of both the Sicils and Jerusalem, yet not so wealthy as an English yeoman. Hath that poor monarch taught thee to insult? 'Tis beauty that doth oft make women proud. But God, he knows thy share thereof is small. 'Tis virtue that doth make them most admired. The contrary doth make thee wondered at. 'Tis government that makes them seem divine. The want thereof makes thee abominable. Oh, tiger's heart wrapped in a woman's hide! How couldst thou drain the lifeblood of the child to bid the father wipe his eyes withal and yet be seen to bear a woman's face? Women are soft, mild, pitiful and flexible, thou stern, endurate, flinty, rough, remorseless. Bidst thou me rage? Why now thou hast thy wish? Wouldst have me weep? Why now thou hast thy will? For raging wind blows up incessant showers, and when the rage allays, the rain begins. These tears are my sweet Rutland's obsequies. And every drop cries vengeance for his death. 'Gainst thee, fell Clifford, and thee, false-fated woman.
Beshrew me. But his passion moves me so, as hardly can I check mine eyes for tears.
That face of his, oh, the hungry cannibals would not have touched, would not have stained with blood, but you are more than human, more inexorable, oh, 10 times more than tigers of Hyrcania. See, ruthless queen, a hapless father's tears. This cloth, thou dipped in blood of my sweet, and I, with tears, do wash the blood away. Keep thou the napkin, and go. Boast of this. And if thou tell the heavy story right upon my soul, the hearers will shed tears. Yea, even my foes will shed fast-falling tears and say, alas, it was a piteous deed. There, take the crown, and with the crown my curse. And in thy need such comfort come to thee as now I reap at thy too cruel hand. Hard-hearted Clifford, take me from the world, my soul to heaven, my blood upon your heads.
Had he been slaughtered, man, to all my kin, I should not for my life but weep with him, to see how inly sorrow gripes his soul.
What? Weeping gripe, my lord Northumberland? Think but upon the wrong he did us all. That will quickly dry thy melting tears.
Here's for my oath.
Here's for my father's death.
And here's to right our gentle-hearted king.
Open thy gates of mercy, gracious God. My soul flies through these wounds to seek out thee.
Oh. with his head and set it on York gates, that York may overlook the town of York.